And welcome back to episode 3 of the Writing and Publishing Erotica podcast. My name is Athena Chills.
And this is HK Kiting, and we are coming to you live from Sexy Fix Studios.
Live, fantastic, and totally naked at Sexy Fix Studios.
All the time.
Okay, maybe not really. Our topic for this week is show and tell. And if we were really naked, we'd have something to show. But we don't, so we'll have to tell you about it. If you've ever taken an English course, your teacher has told you to show, don't tell. What does that even mean?
Show is basically when you describe the action, describe the character, not what he's wearing necessarily, what he looks like. It's less description and more action.
If you ask a 3-year-old what just happened in the movie he saw, he'll tell you. The hero flew around the room and he shot everything and things exploded. It was great. It was lots of fun. And that's not really much of an interesting story. I told you a story. Things happened. But it's kinda blah. But if John runs into a building and saves all the little children and the pets inside. The end. That's a good story. Had a happy ending. But it's not very descriptive. If John crept through the smoky haze coming out of the building, he breaks through the crumbling, rotted door and storms up through the smoky, cloudy fire to get to the upstairs room where he finds two small, shuddering, screaming, crying, terrified little children hiding in the closet. He scoops them up into his big, masculine arms and rushes downstairs through danger and falling beams. He makes it outside, and that's a much more interesting story because it does get into some sensory images. What did he see? What did he feel? That was pretty horrible because I just made it up on the spot, but hopefully you can get the idea. It's also a lot longer and more detailed.
And was that showing or was that telling?
It's hard to tell sometimes. Generally, showing means using a lot more sensory images. What did the character see? What did the character feel? What did they hear? Not just what happened. If you could explain your story with a lot of words like does, did, he did go to school that day. Okay, he did, but that's not very showy. That's just telling what he did. But if he got in the car, he turned the key, and he rode to school listening to WXYZ on the radio, bopping his head to the music, rolling down the window, lighting up a cigarette, yelling at the cars next door, and driving 10 miles over the speed limit all the way there, that's a little more descriptive than he went to school.
And another way to look at it is, say, Tommy is going to school. You could say in your story, it was a beautiful spring day. There wasn't much traffic on the road. The drive there was uneventful. Or if you show, you could say that Tommy rolled down the windows because it was so warm and he let the warm breeze blow through his hair. That shows you that it's a nice day out. He breezed through the traffic with no problems at all. That lets you know that he didn't encounter much traffic problem. Without actually telling you that, it more shows you that, right?
He rolled down the window to let the cool breeze in. Says it in a lot more interesting way than it was a hot day. The night was hot and damp. Yeah, it was a dark and stormy night. That's not really very descriptive. Okay, another thing to go along with the whole showing and telling problem is info dumps. What the heck is an info dump? Well, it's a section of a book, usually the very beginning, where they explain a whole bunch of stuff before any action happens. And honestly, the best example of that, just a couple weeks ago, we watched that old David Lynch movie, Dune. The one that came out, I think, in 1984 and was like 6 weeks long that night. It went on forever. But the first 15 minutes of that movie was a voiceover with a slideshow explaining about the spice miners and the spice worms and all the political stuff that was going on. And it was important to know that to understand the story, but it was really boring.
And sometimes they would even work it into the dialogue. For example, the emperor was in his mighty throne room, and one of the guild navigators came in to see him. and he worked it in to his conversation basically with nobody. Oh, why is this navigator coming to see me? Perhaps it means this, or perhaps it means that. They are, you know, such and such. And it was basically an info dump disguised as dialogue, and he was just talking, you know.
Anytime you need to explain what's going on in the story, that's fine, you can do that. But don't try to disguise it as dialogue. As you know, Henry, we don't write showing and telling like that. We have to be much more creative. As you know, this is the way it's not done. Whenever you write as you know, that's probably not usually the way to go with it.
That's a red flag.
Yeah. As you know, Dr. Frankenstein, we've had to dig up 12 bodies to put this thing together, and we could be caught at any time. It's very dangerous.
That was an info dump.
Very much. And that should be pretty obvious why that kind of thing is bad. It's just all 100% just telling, not showing.
But it's not entirely bad. Sometimes a short prologue in a story is necessary to get some information out front, or to introduce, like if it's some kind of a future world where your story is taking place, you know, a few clues to the reader that are necessary. But you really got to watch the length. Keep it fresh. Don't make it long and boring.
Keep it short. That's the important thing. Just tell what you have to tell. And if you can tell whatever it is that you're telling in the story itself, that's probably better. Work it in somehow later on. Okay, one thing that goes along with the showing and the don't telling is descriptive words. Descriptive words are really good, unless you overdo them. There's this writer guy out here you may have heard of. His name's Stephen King. He wrote a couple of books. Never wrote a good ending, but he writes some good books.
Some of his endings are good.
Maybe one. Okay, but anyway, in his book that he wrote called On Writing, which I strongly recommend, he suggests that any kind of adverb is a bad thing. Now, if you remember back to your fourth grade English classes, an adverb is one of those words, most of the time it ends with ly. Quickly, speedily, hungrily, thoughtfully, those kind of things. It describes a verb. It describes how you're doing something. He ran quickly. Okay, well, you know what that means. It means he ran, you know, very fast. He ran quickly. And people use these words all the time. But they're never as descriptive as they could be. He ran like a gazelle. Much more descriptive. He ran like a bat out of hell down the steps and across the alley. Sounds much better than he ran quickly.
Fred said, "Stop it right now," angrily. Or, instead, you could say, "Fred slammed his fist down on the desk and said, 'Stop it right now.'"
And that pretty much covers that right there. Yeah, Stephen King says never ever use adverbs. He never uses them, he says. I'll bet if you looked long enough, he would. But, don't get carried away with all those adverbs when you use an adverb. Think about it for a minute and see if there's a better way, a more descriptive way you could say whatever it is you just said with an ly word.
And there's nothing 100%. I don't think an adverb here and there hurts anything. Just don't overuse them.
He said, honestly.
He said, earnestly.
He said, quickly. Moving right along, Ali. Are adverbs a problem for you? Do you use a lot of them?
I don't think that I use a lot of them, no. I use some, and I do catch myself sometimes overusing them. I'm aware enough of the rule where if I start going overboard, I'll catch myself. How about you?
Absolutely, I use them too. Probably more than I should, but you just said that they were a rule. Stephen King's advice is probably a good idea. Use them as sparingly as you can. There's one right there. But if you want to use them, go ahead. He ran quickly down the steps. There's nothing wrong with that. That's perfectly good. It's not descriptive. It's not pretty. It's not showing. But there's nothing really wrong with it if that's the best way you can tell that line. If you've got to use an adverb, use an adverb. It's not that big of a deal. Any other further advice for showing and telling? How do you recognize a problem when you think you've been telling too much in your stories?
How do you know when you are doing too much of telling and not showing?
Usually you can tell that when you've written an entire paragraph or more than one paragraph without any dialogue. somebody walks into the room, they open up a door, they dig through the file cabinets or something like that, and there's no discussion. One of the easiest ways to break up the telling is to have a dialogue between two people, or even if it's just an internal monologue where the character's thinking to themselves, that's a good way to go too. But just describing what happens, that's a lot of telling usually.
An example of telling that comes to mind is 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. I didn't realize what a big difference the abridgment would make on that. I've read the abridged version and the unabridged version, and I think the abridged version is pretty great. It's a really entertaining story, lots of dialogue, lots of quick action, lots of heroes and villainy going on. And the unabridged version, there is just page after page of telling where they are at the bottom of the sea and they're studying the sea life and the corals and the sea life and the sea life and the sea life and just telling and telling and telling.
Oh, so you want to try to raise the quality of the show by bringing the classics into it, do you? Well, I could say the same thing for Moby Dick. Watch the Moby Dick movie with Patrick Stewart. It's way better than the book. The book has over 35 pages of anatomy of a whale in it. You know, after reading that book, I could probably dissect a whale and put it back together again afterwards. Do you really need to know what kind of skin a whale has, where its various internal organs are, to understand the story of revenge that Moby Dick is talking about? No. But Herman Melville knew a lot about whales, and he wanted to show that he was a really smart guy by teaching you everything he knew about whales. Totally unnecessary to the plot. And I've heard a lot of people say that, probably going to get called a blasphemer for this one, J.R.R. Tolkien in The Lord of the Rings was a big one for telling and not showing. When a character takes 6 pages to explain what colors the trees were, that's an awful lot of telling. Probably explains why there's 10,000 pages in that book, but yes, I do read it every year. A lot of well-known authors are big on telling and not showing. This was really big in the 1700s and the 1800s, but today's readers don't have time for 6 pages describing a tree. Get to the point. And honestly, every single thing we've said in today's podcast is perfectly correct as far as erotica writing goes, or any other kind of writing, really. This is not erotica specific. Be descriptive. Don't spend 5 pages explaining what kind of bed they had, or what her hair looked like. A quick description is usually fine. But don't just say, she was beautiful. Explain how. Okay, so that's pretty much it for episode 3, Show Don't Tell. Just a reminder to stop by at sexyfic.com and sign up for the email notifications for the next episode. So check out our books at sexyfic.com. Everything we've both written is listed there, and there's easy links to Amazon, Nook, Kobo, and a lot of other places. And if I'm not wrong, I think you've got a brand new book coming out this week, don't you?
I do. I have a new title that I have finished called The Intruder, and going over that and making a final proof check on that.
But it will be out before this podcast airs. So if you're listening now, stop on over to Amazon and check out The Intruder. Do we get a little preview or a hint what it's about?
It's about an intruder, as you might have guessed from the title. A couple of guys having some role play. One guy breaks into the other guy's house, do a little cops and robbers play.
Okay.
Things get pretty sexy and out of hand.
Alrighty then. Sounds like fun. Okay, and be sure to subscribe to the podcast. If this is your first episode, there's a couple older ones you can pick up and listen to. Future show topics will include outlining, creating characters, various writing tools you can use, cover art, subgenres of erotica, romance versus porn, publishing, and various formats. Very important. If you have a topic that you'd like to hear more about, let us know. Email either of us. My address is achillsauthor. That's the letter A, the word chills, and author @gmail.com. Or?
Mine is hkkiting@gmail.com. No spaces. Hkkiting, all one word.
hkkiting@gmail.com. Or go to sexyfic.com and find both our emails there. And we'll see you next week. Keep on writing.